Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.
Well, good morning. My name is Joanne. Welcome to Unity Center for Positive Living. We're glad you could join us again this morning. I don't see anybody new. So then I will go right to the daily word. And this morning, it's hope and faith. This Advent, my hope leads me to unwavering faith in God. My belief in goodness of the world, others, myself, and God begins with hope. Maybe hope is all I can muster after a period of doubt or disappointment. As I feel hopeful, I begin to believe that new possibilities and better outcomes are available to me. My hopeful feelings lead to faith, a certainty that the goodness I could only sense before is the actual nature of life. With this faith, I now direct my thoughts towards goodness, wholeness, and my heart's desires. With gratitude for my awakening, I use faith to dismantle doubt and limitations. I hold only the best thoughts for myself. I know and feel in the depths of my soul that the good I desire is already mine. With unwavering faith and deep gratitude, I claim it now. And from Psalm 62:5, for God alone, my soul waits in silence, for my only hope is for him. And see, Penny, how are we going to? We're okay? Okay, good. Slight delay in technical problems. So this is Advent. Woo! Time for the Advent candle lighting. This is the first Sunday of Advent, and we begin our Advent candle lighting ceremony by beginning the candle of faith. Unity co-founder Charles Fillmore spoke of unity and Advent in a January 24th, 1923 radio broadcast called Christ Mind, the Second Coming of Christ. He shared his thoughts on his understanding that Christ is an idea in divine mind and highlighted the universality of the Christ, the divine essence that dwells in every human being. Please sit back and connect with spirit as the candle is lit.
On this first Sunday of Advent, we light the candle of faith. Dear God, we enter into this Advent season immersed in your presence. At the beginning of this spiritual journey, our hearts are filled with many feelings, faith, joy, peace, and love. Throughout this season and beyond, the love in our hearts and the understanding of our minds guide us in all that we do. We are all one, and in this oneness with your presence, we find strength. In oneness with your presence, we find understanding. We find fulfillment. Today, our hearts are full and our minds are at peace. And from Luke 1:26 to 28, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you."
about a nice hand for Susan and the unknown person who doesn't want her name mentioned. Good job, girl. All right, that was wonderful. Okay, let's join singing with Karen and Mike in Surely the Presence.
Should we wait?
Coming.
It's all right. We know it by heart. So we
good.
Could just, should we go ahead?
Go ahead.
The presence of God's love is in this place. I can feel the mighty power and the grace. I can feel the rush of angel wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of God's love is in this place. Surely the presence of God's love is in this place. I can feel the mighty power and the grace. I can feel the rush of angel wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of God's love is in this place.
All sounded wonderful, especially your little accompanist there. Beautiful job there, Isaac. Thank you for singing. All right. Let's all say our opening statement together. There is only one presence and one power, active as the universe and as my life, God the good. Now join us with Mike and Karen in singing our welcoming song, I Believe in Us.
I may not know what's coming. I may not know what's up ahead. Sometimes it makes me feel like I'm running. Sometimes it leaves me so scared. But I can choose faith, and I can choose trust. I may not what's coming right now, but I believe in us. I may not know what's coming. I may not know what's up ahead. Sometimes it makes me feel like I'm running. Sometimes it leaves me so scared. Makes me feel like I'm running. Sometimes so scared, but I can choose faith, and I can choose trust. I may not know what's coming right now, but I believe in us. I believe.
Thank you very much, Karen and Mike and Isaac. Wonderful, wonderful. So now it's time to greet your neighbor. If you're not in gallery view, go ahead and click on gallery view. And we can all wave to each other. And there at the center, I see Vern. I see Jennifer in the background. Penny's upstairs in one room. Eileen's upstairs in the other room. Good to see you guys. Wonder, and there's Joyce and Phil. Yay. All right. What's up to next? It's time for announcements. We're going to kind of trim down the announcements. So I sent out the grandfather and the circle of with Dr. Daria's circle. You can print that out and keep it. If we have a new announcement, we'll announce that. But today, Grandfather's Christian service is this afternoon at 2 if you're in the area. And Dr. Daria's circle is this afternoon at 3. Are there any other announcements? Anybody want to wave your hand? Susan.
I want to tell you about 2 upcoming opportunities. Next month in December, we need readers for the 2nd and 3rd weeks. That would be the 12th and the 19th. And also, we have an opportunity for 2 more people to participate in our 12 Powers candlelighting service, which is on December 19th. So you can let me know if you would like to read one of the parts while we light the 12 power candles.
Wonderful. Thanks for doing that again this year, Susan. Mm-hmm. All right. Any other announcements? I don't see any hands. Okay. Then we'll move on to the Unity Statement. If you'll join me, we'll say it all together. We believe in our oneness with all life and the power of love. We teach universal principles and values as taught by Jesus and others, revealing the one God presence. We practice prayer, meditation, and service to be conscious of our oneness in God. Now we're going to have a wonderful song of joy. I'll fly away. Take it away, Karen and Mike.
Some bright morning when this life is over, I'll fly away to a on God's celestial shore, I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away in the morning when I die. Hallelujah, by and by. I'll fly away. When the shadows of flight have gone, from these prison walls I'll fly, I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away in the morning when I die. Hallelujah, by and by. I'll fly away. Just a few more weird days and then I'll fly away to a land where joys never end.
Thank you so much. Okay. Now, is Hallie there? Oh, here she comes. Hallie is going to be our reader this morning.
All right. This morning's reading comes from one of Unity's booklets called Peaceful Passing, Practical and Spiritual Reminders for the End of Life. The particular one I picked for today is from one of my favorite authors, James Dillard Freeman, and it's called Death is a Door. Faced with the passing of someone we love, our hearts cry out in the passion of loneliness and are not comforted with easy answers. Our hearts tell us that we are meant to live, not to die. We are meant to express life ever more perfectly complete. When someone fails to do this, we wonder why. To understand the meaning of death, we must understand the meaning of life. Looking at life, we see that all things change. But although all things change, nothing perishes. If this is true in the world of things, how much more true it is in the world of mind? Soul has a substance of its own, no less permanent for being immaterial, no less real for being invisible. Cannot measure it with calipers or weigh it in a balance. We cannot feel it with our fingers or see it with our eyes, but it is there, substantial, real. It changes, but it will not perish. Life does not begin with birth. It does not end with death. Life is an eternal process, an eternal progress, a visible form, an aggregation of organs, a network of ideas. We are more than these. These are the trappings of visibility. We are expressions of the spirit of life. There is only life. The truth is that we cannot die, for we are life, and life is energy. Life is expression. It cannot end because it is endless. We may change form and vanish from view, but we cannot cease to be. We never cease, not for a moment. We cannot be separated from life, and we cannot be less than life. Life is a road that winds among the hills of time, and with every turn in the road, an old view vanishes, and a new view appears. Life is a pilgrimage, a passage through eternity, a journey into the unknown. People are as travelers on a journey. Some pass quickly beyond the bend in the road that hides them from our view, and some walk beside us all the way. Some seem to creep along, and some pass as swiftly as a runnel. But life cannot be measured in terms of time, only in terms of living. When people die, they do not cease to be. We only pass beyond human sight. Death is a door through which we pass into another room. It is a rest between two notes and an unfinished symphony. It is a page we turn through the chapter in the book of life. It's not the end. It is a new beginning. It is not the fall of the night. It is another dawn. We may not know just what will occur when we pass through the door, yet we can trust the keeper of infinity, Life is the work of a grand and kind intelligence and has an order and a meaning beyond our power to see. What scientist could have fashioned the human body? What philosopher could have thought of the laws that govern mind and space? And what poet could have imagined love and wonder? We can trust this intelligence that made the world. We were not made for dying or for failure or for pain. We are meant to live gloriously. We are the children of the infinite. We have a divine destiny. We are advancing towards this destiny. And out of the infinite we came, and into the infinite we will return. But we are upward bound. We have risen through an eternity of experiences. We shall go higher yet.
Thank you, Hallie. We missed a few of that. I hope we get that put on the website, because her every time she turned her head, we lost her sound. But so let's join Mike and Karen now, leading us in the meditation song, By Thy Grace.
It's by thy grace that I see. It's by thy grace that I see. It's by thy grace that I see your holy name. It's by thy grace that I feel. It's by thy grace that I feel. It's by thy grace that I feel your holy name. Someday the day shall come when all the glory shall be thine. People say it is yours, and I shall deny, not mine. It's by thy grace that I see. It's by thy grace that I see. It's by thy Satana Mala,
Thank you so much, Karen and Mike.
You're welcome.
Please join us now in our affirmations. I am the love of God in expression. I am truly thankful for all the good I already experience. I am growing more prosperous with every day. I am healthy, active, whole, and happy. I am always growing and expanding into the fulfillment of my potential. I am at peace knowing that everything I need comes to me in the perfect time. And this is our Sunday to do the progressive Lord's Prayer. So if you join me in that. Our Creator who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, I am. I am thy kingdom come. I am thy will being done. I am on earth, even as I am in heaven. I am giving this day daily bread to all. I am forgiving all life, even as I am also all life forgiving me. I am leading all people from temptation. I am delivering all people from error. I am the kingdom. I am the power. And I am the glory of God in eternal, immortal manifestation. Amen. And now Karen and Mike will lead us in the Alleluia.
Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Thank you. And as you know, we are privileged to have a different speaker each Sunday of the month. Today, we are blessed to have Eileen Selleck share her explorations and reflections on Unity teachings. This morning, she will uplift and inspire us with her talk titled Hope and Gratitude.
All right. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. How are we? Doing all right out there in Zoom land? Yay. All right. So yes, today I'd like to talk about hope and gratitude. We're actually going to do like two little mini talks all wrapped together today. I hope that works okay for y'all. I like to tie it usually to the daily word, but also here we just wrapped up Thanksgiving and in preparation for the coming new year, I wanted to talk about gratitude as well. So we're going to hit on a couple of things. So hope is kind of a big deal today. It was mentioned, of course, in the daily word, which I typically like to focus on, but it's also part of our Advent, first Sunday of Advent. So if you've not picked up one of these little books and you haven't had it delivered to your home yet, make sure that you go hit up the unity.org website and order your copy because they are amazing. All right. And so I love the little Unity booklets, and these seasonal ones are awesome. And so today the reading was Hope and Faith. And so I'm going to touch a little bit on a portion of that here shortly. So the essential meaning of hope, according to Merriam-Webster, is to want something to happen or be true and think that it could happen or be true. Okay, so the possibility of something that you might want. According to the Christian Broadcasting Network, otherwise known as CBN, to the Christian, hope is the knowledge that we are being changed for the better as we trust in God's promises, Romans 8:28. It is the conviction that no matter the circumstances, God's plans for our lives are for good and not for disaster. Give you a future and a hope from Jeremiah 29. So according to truthunity.net, the metaphysical meaning of hope and faith, because they are very closely tied together, hope is the expectation of good in the future. So again, that expectation of it, it is a quality, good as far as it goes, of sense mind, because it is subject to time. All right. So hope is subject to time. It's something that you're expecting to happen, that you want to happen here in this lifetime. However, faith is the certain knowledge that our good is ours right now. So hope is something that we want, that we think could happen, but faith is the belief that it is happening for you now. So it is God. It goes beyond time and space. So hope, again, hope is very, we'll call it very earthbound. Hope is pretty earthbound. It's something that you're wanting. You think that it could happen, whereas faith is very spiritual. It's very much grounded in God's work, in that it is already happening. It is already ours, and it transcends time and space. So our daily words today, it began with my belief in goodness of the world, others, myself, and God begins with hope. Maybe hope is all I can muster after a period of doubt and disappointment. That to me was a pretty powerful and profound kind of way to start the daily words today. Hope is a want, as an expectation, as the knowledge that we are being changed for the better is the beginning of faith. The beginning of our belief in God as the universal good, light, and love in this existence and the next. Hope is that thought that it could be, and faith is that next step of knowing that it is. In periods of doubt or disappointment, when our faith, our firm belief in God as good, light, and love may waver, hope is the want for more, for better, the expectation for things to change. Hope is what leads us back to faith, that deep-seated belief in God. So A Christmas to Remember, so again, this lovely little booklet, if you have not received one, please get onto the website and order one so that you get it quickly, all right? So in A Christmas to Remember, there was a snippet about halfway through the reading for today that I want to share with you. The hope that carried us through last Christmas may have been just a flicker of consciousness, a distant light on the horizon that this year would be better. But that hope inspired the faith that life is unfolding in an orderly way, that peace, love, and joy are more enduring than loneliness, disappointment, and sadness could ever be. Faith helped us adapt to a time we never imagined having to live through. If you haven't picked up your fabulous little booklet and you haven't read this morning's Advent reading, it talks a great deal about the holiday season that we had last year, and that separation and the sadness, and how things didn't go the way that we normally are used to them going, and how we had this hope as we went through the last holiday season for this holiday season. And that's what the reading went on to talk about. I find myself in many ways, however, grateful for this past year and a half, which might sound really odd because a lot of really awful things have happened. Yes, there is a lot of unrest in our country. There are struggles in our community, in our country, and around the world. We are still living with this virus and the constant polarizing political beliefs surrounding it. And life is still not normal. And the reality is that it may never go back to what it was that we once believed as normal. Some of us are going to have a hard time facing that truth. However, in this time, I have learned so much about myself and my loved ones. I've been forced to face truths that I've been sheltered from my whole life. I have seen families draw tighter. I have seen people open their eyes and look honestly at the world around them and acknowledge their part in it for the first time. For these things and so many more, I choose to live my life in gratitude. With almost every topic I have spoken on, there has been a component of gratitude. And I've come back to that repeatedly, month after month. There's always some mention of gratitude. The importance of gratitude seems to permeate and be essential to our growth, our happiness, and our spiritual well-being. So I'm going to dedicate 2022 to living in gratitude. One of the first talks I did here at Unity in this room that I'm so happy to be in right now was on the topic of gratitude. And one of the resources that I acquired to prepare that talk was a book called Living in Gratitude, Mastering the Art of Giving Thanks Every Day, a month-by-month guide written by Angeles Arian. And so this year in 2022, I invite you to join me on a gratitude journey as I focus on the teachings from this book for my monthly talks. I'm hoping that that's totally okay. I didn't run it by anybody, but that's my plan. So as I'd like to start with January. Okay, so here's my book, just so that you can see it. Here's my lovely little book, right? All right. It is a month-by-month guide. We're going to walk through it together. So I'd like to start in January with the talk, Begin Anew. And then when I speak on January 9th, which is a change, so next month I'm going to do a little swappity-swappity with Miss Audrey Pitchford. And so since I want to start talking on this book, I'm going to go ahead and introduce you to it today as part of this talk on gratitude. And before you get too terribly worried about it, I just want you to know that I have ordered the 8 copies that I have been able to find used online, and I will have them available for anybody that needs them and would like to join me in actually reading this book word for word. And if you want it, get in touch with me and I will make sure you get it once the copies arrive to my house in the next 5 to 12 days is what it says to me. All right. So here is the first snippet of the introduction of this book. The application of multicultural wisdom, the shared values, and the inherent positive beliefs of humanity has become known as perennial wisdom. Perennial wisdom has been passed on from generation to generation since the birth of humankind. It continues to surface among diverse people, unconnected by geography or language, yet inextricably linked to what is inherently important in our shared experience of what it means to be human. Of all the universal themes that have been transmitted through perennial wisdom, the expression of gratitude continues to be the glue that consistently holds society and relationships together. Its opposite, ingratitude, contributes to societal disillusion and separation. The expression of gratitude is essential to humankind's sustainability and survival. Gratitude's stabilizing and healing effects, which have been researched from multiple standpoints, cultural, psychological, physical, spiritual, even financial, have made it abundantly clear that the benefits of living a grateful life is irrefutable. If gratitude is a state of being that is essential to a life well lived, why then do we not cultivate and express it on a daily basis? After all, giving thanks and expressing appreciation for the blessings and gifts of life is a natural human response. Perhaps the key reason we do not take gratitude, do not make gratitude a part of our daily lives, is that the accelerated pace and multiple distractions of modern life have simply made it all too easy to forget gratitude's importance. We need not settle for our present disconnection from the healing, life-affirming, and uplifting human experience of gratitude. By engaging with the perennial wisdoms, we are reminded of our natural capacity to feel and express gratitude. Through conscious and sustained practice, over a period of time, we can discover again how gratitude in all its related qualities, thankfulness, appreciation, compassion, generosity, grace, and so many other positive states can become integrated and embodied in our lives. And when people in great numbers choose to practice, integrate, and embody gratitude, the cumulative force that is generated can help create the kind of world we all hope for and desire for ourselves and for future generations. Is that good stuff or what? Okay, I'm excited, okay? I'm just gonna throw it out there. I'm a little excited. I'm ready for some change. So Arian goes on to explain that every language in the world has a way of saying thank you. Every single one has a way of saying thank you. Gratitude resides in each human, crossing all boundaries, and is emphasized by the great religious traditions of the world. She defines gratitude as the recognition of the unearned increments of value in one's experience. Unearned. The acknowledgement of the positive things that come our way that we did not actively work toward or ask for. Gratitude is both a social and a theological virtue, and a virtue is a quality that supports the inherent goodness that resides within each human being. I don't know about y'all, but when my kids were little, we used to watch these cartoon videos about the virtues, and gratitude's one of those. You know, had this like talking buffalo. They were really actually quite good. I'm bird walking again. Okay, so as we go through the next year, focusing on gratitude, we will repeatedly, so each chapter comes back to the four universal portals or entryways to gratitude: blessings, learnings, mercies, and protections. So four ways that gratitude enters into our lives through these portals, as well as the benefits of gratitude in the four quadrants of life. And so the four quadrants of life being health and well-being, work environments and communities, financial stability, and relationships. And so as I flipped through this text, each chapter ends with some reflections in all of these pieces. So ladies and gentlemen, there might be homework. Just fair warning, okay? So my plan for working with this book each month is to look kind of like this, to summarize the text and work to expand and explain the teachings. I will share my own journey, which might be a little painful, but I'm gonna share my own journey. And I'm going to invite those who like to participate to share their own insights as well. It is my hope that we can work together to master the art of giving thanks every day. That's my hope for 2022. And as I said, for those of you that may want to join me in reading this text in its entirety, which it's not that big, over the next year, I have ordered all of the used copies that I could find online, and I will have them available for you. Touch base with me and I will find a way to get it to you. All right. Okay. So ladies and gentlemen, let's talk about gratitude in a little more deeply centered and quiet way. All right. So join me in meditation, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to close today with an adaptation of the gratitude meditation from meditationbrainwaves.com. Find yourself seated comfortably. Gently close your eyes and breathe deeply. Breathe deeply in through your nose and exhale out through your mouth. Begin to feel a deep sense of gratitude about things in your life. Breathe in and out. You may feel grateful for something you have, so bring into your mind those objects you're grateful for, such as your house, your bed. Breathe deeply as you imagine these things. As you exhale, either in your mind quietly or to yourself, say, thank you. Breathe in and out. Express gratitude for those in your life, the people and even the animals that rise in your mind. See them clearly. Breathe deeply into your imagination. And as you exhale, either in your mind or quietly to yourself, say thank you. Become grateful for yourself, your health, your wisdom, your kindness. Be grateful for every ability to love others. Breathe in deeply, imagining that you can give yourself a big hug and whisper thank you. Take a nice breath in and be grateful for your breath giving you life. Letting your breath just fall away. And when you exhale, feeling your body sinking deeper into relaxation. Now take some time to focus on the world around you and feel even more gratitude. All you have to do is think about the things you are grateful for, and then they expand and grow. Really feel yourself as you are, not as you expect you should be. Just be thankful for who you truly are. Derive pleasure from all your senses, for the fact is that when we can truly enjoy the things we have, and we don't need anything else, we already have everything we need to make the most of our time here on Earth. Be grateful for your existence because you are here. You are present. You are everything that the world needs. Bring into your mind's eye all that which swells your heart with love. Focus on the sounds, sights, smells, and feelings. Feel that tingle on your skin that is the uncontrollable response to being in the presence of beauty and all the awareness of love. Reside in that moment of love for 3 solid breaths. Now breathe in, and as you breathe, feel the beauty of all these things growing inside of you. Breathe out and allow these things to grow so large that they force out anything that takes your energy and your peace. Bring all of your awareness to your heart and the love that you carry with you for all these things you might sometimes forget you have. You carry them with you at all times within your heart. As you continue to breathe, recognize the strength that focuses on these things. And imagine your brightness intensifying to the maximum degree. And when you breathe out, you recharge, relaxing. Allow the brightness to build with every breath in and see yourself twinkling like a star. Now hear yourself saying these words with conviction. I am grateful for this moment. I embrace each day with gratitude. I am grateful for my dreams and desires because I know that they are manifesting right now. Every day I'm more mindful of the small blessings that I should be thankful for. I am so grateful for discovering my ability to create the reality I love. Each day, I am grateful for the beauty of life. I am thankful for each and every day. I'm thankful for my ability to achieve anything I put my mind to. I'm grateful for my friends and family. Give thanks right now to anything and everything you can possibly think of. And then gently draw your awareness to the present moment. Pull your toes and fingers. Open your eyes and go about your day with a deep sense of gratitude.
Well, thank you so much, Eileen. It was wonderful. Looking forward to your teachings for next year. Wonderful. Well, while we're together in spirit, physically and virtually, we want to thank everyone who has donated to Unity by mail. We appreciate any checks sent to the church at 800 South Pearl Street, Centralia, Washington, 98531. And if you didn't get that, you can look on our website and unityofcentralia.net. You can also make payments on the donation page there find our email, find our what's happening. You can find all past services that Tom has been so gracious to put on there. So let's do the morning offering together as we hold our offering in our hands and hearts. Divine love through me blesses and multiplies all that I have, all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. And now the blessing of thanks. We bless these gifts and send them forth to heal, bless, and prosper. They are evidence of our faith and belief. They do good work in the world and return to us multiplied abundantly, and so it is. Now, if you'd like to focus our collective group healing energy for someone, please raise your hand, unmute, and tell us who it is, or hold them quietly in your heart. Members of our community have requested we send out healing prayers and energy to the members of our communities who must deal with basic human needs while living without a home. Neela, as she regains her strength from COVID, and Fern's friend John, as he heals his cancer. Beloved Father, beloved Mother, Father God, we ask for the highest and greatest good for all beings and endeavor to see them through your eyes, knowing all is in divine order. Amen. Let's all say the prayer of protection together. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is, and all is well. Let's form our imaginary circle and join hands and sing our song of peace. Mike and Karen, take it away. Made our Sunday service possible. Please stay with us after service if you wish to share in our fellowship time. Next Sunday, we will be taught and blessed by Dr. Daria, continuing and completing her series, 2021, Thy Will Be Done. Okay, you can unmute yourself and say hi, everybody.